You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Many New Zealanders struggle gaining access to legal assistance due to the limits in applying for legal aid and the expense of hiring a lawyer. The University of Otago has released a report on how effective online self-help tools could bridge the access to justice gap. I spoke to report author Dr. Bridget Toy-Cronin, who is a director and senior lecturer at the University of Otago Faculty of Law, about how online tools can assist people seeking legal information. We also discussed the reality of simplifying the vast amount of legal information and precedents that are out there for people to access. I began by asking Bridget to begin by speaking to the gap in access to justice in Aotearoa and why it exists.
So we call the justice gap, it describes the, also called the missing majority. So it's most people, because most people don't qualify for legal aid, which is state a state loan to pay for legal services, and they can't afford to pay the hourly rates. Most lawyers charge on an hourly rate for a lawyer, which start around $200 and something and go upwards from there. So it can be very expensive to get legal assistance. And so the justice gap is everyone who sits in that gap between legal aid and affording private legal services.
Is this something that has existed for some time, and has there not really been anything done to address it, I suppose?
Well, so the justice gap has existed for some time, and there have been lots of efforts to try and address it, but we certainly haven't solved the problem. And it's probable that it's growing because, you know, like all inequality in our society, this is just another expression of inequality because, you know, as the gap between the people who have something and do not have something grows, you've got this growing bunch of people in the middle. So that's possibly some of the explanation, but it's a phenomenon that we see all over the OECD, basically, that there are people sitting in this gap, and some of it's to do with the structure of legal services. Legal services have got more and more expensive, and as a result, fewer and fewer people can afford them. So we don't think that there's one solution. It's quite a complex problem with lots of different dimensions to it. But one of the things that we see as an important part of the toolkit is thinking about how can we harness online technology to try and help close that gap for people.
Now, what is this online technology, and what do these tools look like in practice?
So it starts from anything from like long form written text online, which is your most basic form of legal information, through to much more sophisticated tools that can guide users through a questionnaire and then create a letter at the end, which they can then send to the person they're in a dispute with, things like that. So what we have at the moment in New Zealand is some great online long form legal information. So if you Google a legal problem, you'll find that there is information provided by the government, by organisations like Citizens Advice and Community Law. The difficulty is that you'll probably have to wade through a lot of long-form text, and it's quite hard to figure out whether that applies to your situation. You know, these are often stressful situations for people, so that makes it even more difficult. And so what we're looking at is how can we push New Zealand on, how can we get Aotearoa to a position where people can go online and have much more flexible tools that help go through information, tell them stuff that's relevant to their situation, and also help them to take action. Because, you know, if you just get information, that's great, but you really need to know what the next step is. What do I do next and how do I do it?
You just mentioned that a lot of that information is really long form, and depending on what your situation is, there are a number of different avenues and different precedents set by different cases to sort of wade through. How easy is it to simplify something down for somebody to read and use as a tool to find out what that next step they need to take is when they are looking at facing a dispute with someone without legal assistance?
So it's not particularly easy because, as you pointed out, you know, like the law shifts and there's a lot of different facts which might change your particular situation and therefore the legal outcome. But it is possible to do for quite a few common problems. You know, there are people tend to experience similar kinds of problems. You know, there's a huge range, but you'll get statistical blips where you've got, for example, consumer problems, tenancy problems, employment problems. They're kind of the big ones that people tend to experience. And so what other jurisdictions have done, so internationally, is that they've coordinated the efforts of their various state and non-state agencies together to try and create tools. So what we're pushing for is that, because Aotearoa is, you know, relatively small and we've just one jurisdiction, we don't have that complication that other countries have with, you know, having different state laws and things. We think it could be done for our country quite well. And what we want to see is everyone kind of working together and pooling their resources and their information to create these sort of higher level tools to help people. And we think, based on the international experience, that if we go with a really cooperative, collaborative approach, we'll be able to pull off something quite good.
You're talking about a collaborative approach. Does that mean with assistance from sort of the private legal sector? Is this something that the private legal sector is on board with if, you know, obviously they want to get paid at the end of the day, and if more people are looking at sorting out their disputes themselves, is this something that potentially the private legal sector is not overly interested in?
Well, I think the private legal sector is kind of a bit of a generalisation, because it takes everything from sort of high-end corporate law down to, you know, sole practitioners working, you know, with low-income clients. So I think part of the private legal sector is probably pretty disinterested in it, because it's not the kind of clients they service. You know, we're not talking about corporates. So they won't really mind what's going on over in this sector. And then you've got a lot of lawyers who are actually really concerned about this. It's quite dispiriting being part of a profession, especially if you joined it for sort of social justice reasons, to see people not being able to access services. So we've got, you know, we know of a lot of lawyers who are really keen to help in these efforts. And we're getting lawyers coming through now who have got, you know, a double degree in computer science or something, and they're really good at programming, and they actually are volunteering and wanting to help. So there is a kind of entrepreneurial, social justice warrior type lawyer class coming through who are keen to help with this sort of thing. And yeah, there might be some lawyers who are less keen on the idea, but I think by and large, lawyers are keen to see this problem solved, because it's actually bad for the profession as well as for clients.
And just finally, how do we get there? How do we make sure that these online services and these tools exist? What are the steps to get there?
Yeah, so we think that the best way forward is basically to pull the different people who are already working in this space together. And we've made some efforts in that direction. We've run a couple of national fora to, you know, bring everyone together to discuss. And we think that that needs to now go on to a next stage of making kind of a formal plan. In other jurisdictions like Canada, they've created some amazing cross-jurisdictional portals and things by having everyone kind of sign up to the same vision and then work towards it. So we see that as what we're hoping to see come out of 2021.
That was Dr. Bridget Toy-Cronin, who is a director and senior lecturer at the University of Otago Faculty of Law, speaking on how online tools and self-help tools can assist people seeking legal information and also assist in bridging the gap in access to justice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.